of your hand. Tyco Integrated Security. Safer. Smarter. Tyco.
Has radiation from Japan's Fukushima plant finally reached California's coastline? Well, one viral video on YouTube says it has. Reporter Ryan Takeo on what looks like alarming radiation levels and the real story behind it.
Here I am on the bluff.
The reading was taken on Pacifica State Beach just before Christmas. The video's creator uses a Geiger counter to measure radiation. As he walks toward the water, the Geiger counter shows the radiation increasing fivefold. The video started popping up on the Facebook news feeds of people like Katrina Martin. The link came with an ominous headline.
Fukushima radiation hits San Francisco.
Martin has seen her friends' comments on social media. They're worried the increased radiation levels are caused from the Fukushima nuclear plant after the 2011 earthquake.
Someone going around for the first time with a Geiger counter is likely to discover these great variations in levels from time to time.
UC Berkeley professor Edward Morse says the radiation levels are naturally occurring.
That's absolutely no correlation with anything that happened in Fukushima.
To prove his point, he brought out these rocks that tested off the charts for radiation. He thinks something like this could have caused a spike in the video.
Sort of the levels we're dealing with here.
Berkeley resident Gene Herman does not think we ought to dismiss concerns about radiation.
And if it doesn't and it gets worse, I told you so, it's not going to help.
He's skeptical about the video, but says even if it's a false alarm, there's still reason for concern and to keep an eye on those in charge.
Not necessarily for me. I'm too old to get... but I have grandchildren.
In Berkeley, Ryan Takeo, KPIX 5.